Redo Experience. Hi, welcome to another episode of the Naina Redo Experience. I am answering questions from June 29th, Naina's Mondays Ask Me Anything, Naina Mama. All right, let's get started. Any photography session in the coming weeks? So I announced a smartphone photography basics free webinar today in the afternoon, and it was sold out within the first 40 minutes. If you are a newsletter subscriber, you are going to be one of the first people to know about any of my free or paid workshops, photography sessions, whether it's branding, whether it's a webinar, etc. If you're not a subscriber, I highly recommend that you please sign up. The newsletter is at naina.co/newsletter. So yes, I have a lot of stuff planned. This was the free webinar, which is going to take place on the 4th of July. Sold out, unfortunately. And I also have a paid smartphone basics workshop, which is coming up in the month of July. The dates are still not out. They will be out very, very soon. Again, watch out on the newsletter, because the first announcements are always for newsletter subscribers. All right, next. Question. If I want to start a brand or business online, how important is it and how difficult or easy is it to register the business in India? My answer was, it is important to get everything done officially in line with existing laws or procedures of your country, India or otherwise. I work solo, so I have a sole proprietorship registration. Best to start the process early instead of waiting and working for 2 years and then deciding, I should get this done officially. There's a lot of stuff that you will get to know and understand immediately if you do it in the beginning. So I recommend it initially. Definitely retain the services of a good CA, a chartered accountant, to help you out with this. This stuff can get complicated when you grow. Best to hire someone who knows what they're doing and can help you make informed decisions. I recommend this gentleman called Pallav Narang, who has been my chartered accountant for the last decade or so. I will include a link. Obviously, all my Naina Mama questions and answers have links included when I do it on the blog post, or whether if it's IGTV, you're watching it on YouTube or listening to it on Anchor. Definitely look at the podcast episode description or the YouTube video description, and you will find links in that. The most comprehensive gathering of the questions and answers is always on my blog. Just go to my blog and search for Naina Mama, NainaMama. It's one word, and you should be able to find all previous week's questions and answers and related links, etc. Yeah, definitely have a CA, because it can be very complicated in India, especially to try and understand what is service tax. Oh wait, we don't need service tax anymore, it's GST now. Oh wait, what happens in GST? So yeah, better to have a chartered accountant, seriously, especially if you work solo. It's better to have someone professionally doing it for you, even if you have to pay them, because hello, they're a professional, you better pay them. And they can help you out whatever questions you have. Instead of asking internet strangers, it is better to have someone on your team who has your best interests in mind as a client and can help you out. Right, next question. As a professional freelancer, how important is it to invest in software? My answer, it isn't really an investment. It is a necessary business expense. Anything that helps me reduce time spent on doing tasks, I will happily pay for. For example, I pay for CoSchedule, which is a social media scheduling and marketing calendar software. It's about 18,000 rupees for the year. It is less than a monthly salary I would have to pay to hire someone on my team to do that. I used to think, I'm efficient, I can schedule manually, why waste all that money? Now I think, why waste time? It's only about 1,000 bucks a month. No brainer. Similarly, the Adobe Creative Cloud subscription. I can edit images, videos, create illustrations, create invoice templates and ebooks, illustrate logos, etc. All in one connected suite of software. Yes, some free alternatives exist. You have to evaluate and see what works for you. I have been a huge Adobe fan since the day I started. I've partnered with the brand. I have access to the Creative Cloud subscription. So it's a no-brainer for me to stay there and look at the stuff that they do across the iPad. It's there on the Windows laptop. There are multiple updates, like pretty much every year, new features that, you know, users request. So it makes sense for me, at least. You have to evaluate and see what works for you best. But I don't even think it's an investment. It's just, it's a necessity if you want to survive, you want to save time, etc. I ended the answer saying, would you want someone to steal your work and make money off of it? That's what we do when we pirate software. So there's that, definitely. If you are pirating software, then imagine what you would feel like, you know, if someone just picks up your image, uses it, makes money off it. And, you know, there are people who work on these software teams, etc. I understand a lot of people think that, oh, you know, Adobe hai, bada company hai, why not? I can just 5-6 people use it, what's the big deal? But I don't think that, first of all, Creative Cloud piracy is even possible anymore. Earlier when they used to have CDs, I guess it was. So there's that. Free version, some of them are really good. You can look at GIMP, which is G-I-M-P, which is the last one that I had heard of. I'm honestly not sure what new stuff is there out there these days, because I am so embedded with Adobe right now. So I don't really know what's even going on in the market otherwise. But there are options, Google it. Next question. How do you overcome a creative block? I'm smiling because I have answered this question many times and it's always the same answer, my answer. My problem is usually the opposite. I have so many ideas and I can never find the time to execute all of them. I cannot recall if I've ever had a creative block. I guess the key for me is that I have absolutely no qualms about failing, even publicly. I mean, I am a sore loser, but I get over it quickly. It is better to experiment, fail quickly, and move on to the next thing than hesitate to do something, take forever to do it, and then not quit, even when you can see that it is not working. I have this urge to get it out there, aka publish, because I am dying every day. Literally, we all are. And if I'm actually dead, then I won't get to do shit. Creative block is just fear of failure, in my humble opinion. Make 10 paintings, all 10 are trash. Make 10 more, those are also trash. Make 10 more and maybe one is decent. Who are you to decide? Make, publish. Your job is to create the art. Just put pen to paper and get started. Next question. What is the difference between small business and big business according to you? Answer. Generally, I would go by size, number of employees, revenue, etc. To be clear, these definitions are not conceptual or based on what I think personally or professionally. I go by the generally accepted official legal definitions. Different countries have different definitions based on the number of employees and annual revenue for different industries, which it can be different for manufacturing versus services versus something else. For example, in India, we have the Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Development Act, which was passed by the Indian government. I'll include a link to it in the description below. It's msme.gov.in/FAQ, and you can read about how you define a micro enterprise, what's a small business, things like that. The next two questions are related to art. I'm not sure if I should even be including them, but you know what? I'm going to do it and let's see how that works out. Question. Which varnish is suitable to use for paintings done on MDF with paint pens? My answer. Depends on the type of paint in the paint pen. Most varnishes have solvents in them. So if you apply the varnish directly onto an application of an acrylic Posca pen, for example, the paint will dissolve and move around. You need to create a separation layer first. Try a spray-on fixative or a spray varnish. Then apply the stronger solvent-based varnish. Different for oil paints, I imagine. I don't paint a lot of oil. Next question. What is the trick to coating varnish evenly over a surface without it dripping to the back? My answer, if it drips, wipe it off. Just when you're done varnishing, check the bottom of the horizontal flat canvas board or frame to see any hanging drips. I wipe it off with my fingers. I drag it under the canvas like this, which I wipe on my paint pants, of course. Before starting, the canvas must be parallel to the floor or surface and separated from the same. This prevents drips from adhering the canvas to the surface. Experiment! Smaller pieces. Try it out. See how it works. All right, that is the end of the questions that I got on this Monday, which is the 29th of June. And two episodes back-to-back recording in one day. I kind of like it. I really enjoy answering questions, especially the relevant ones. People who ask irrelevant questions get blocked like pretty much instantly. And next Monday, back on my Instagram stories, I will be hosting Naina Mama. Naina's Monday Ask Me Anything. Thank you for listening and watch out for the next episode of my podcast. Bye.